Bitcoin is taking off. It's leaving the port, leaving the station. And if we haven't already, now is the time to start paying close attention, setting aside some time each and every day to keep our finger on the pulse of this wild crypto market. For many of us, we may be entering our second crypto bull cycle, our third or fourth crypto bull cycle, or maybe this is our first crypto bull cycle, in which case, welcome to the wonderful, wacky world of crypto. Here's the deal. Regardless of how this market has performed in the past, this time around is much different, almost unrecognizably different. As we've been seeing all throughout this past bear market, big institutions have been positioning themselves by either buying crypto or preparing to buy and manage crypto. Sure, last bull cycle, Wall Street was gambling a bit in the crypto markets with their free money from the money printer. However, if we've been in crypto since the last bull cycle and throughout this bear cycle, we have been front-running big institutional adoption, which is great. And now we are front-running entities that are more massive than Wall Street and major corporations. We are on the precipice, right on the edge of massive capital inflows into Bitcoin by entire nation states, entire countries around the world. Check it out. Qatar's sovereign wealth fund eyes $500 billion Bitcoin investment. Qatar's sovereign wealth fund has recently entered the volatile yet promising world of Bitcoin, signaling a significant shift in the global financial landscape. Qatar's sovereign wealth fund is known for its meticulous and strategic investment decisions. It often focuses on assets with long-term growth potential. By entering the Bitcoin market, QSWF is making a bold statement about its confidence in the longevity and resilience of digital currencies. This move could also catalyze other sovereign wealth funds and institutional investors to explore opportunities within the cryptocurrency space. Nice. And the first country to take the plunge and adopt Bitcoin? El Salvador's Bitcoin investments turned profitable, Bukele says. The Central American nation made Bitcoin legal tender in 2021. And spreading the gospel, El Salvador Bitcoin advisor reveals 2024 Argentina adoption plan. Samson Mao, chief executive of Bitcoin technology company Jan3, and an advisor to El Salvador during its adoption of Bitcoin, has said he's planning to meet with Argentina's new president, Javier Milei, a Bitcoin fan and self-described libertarian anarcho-capitalist. Milei, who has promised to blow up the country's political establishment, disband Argentina's central bank, and dollarize the economy in the face of catastrophic hyperinflation, said earlier this year that Bitcoin represents the return of money to its original creator, the private sector. Bullish for Bitcoin, bearish for the US and the US dollar status as the world's reserve currency. And the reality is, Abu Dhabi and Asia show crypto is charging ahead with or without the US. The best new money is here. Digital dollar stablecoins and other tokenized crypto pseudo-currencies. Unlike the old dollar, easily regulated, tracked, and tethered to Washington, D.C., offshore crypto transfer systems operate outside the extant global regulatory net. They're effectively stateless, the FT observes. This is a bad thing for the US, as the spread of unregulated stablecoins in Asia will diminish the importance of legacy money transfer systems like SWIFT, which the US can control. The problem for the US is that it doesn't have the power to stop crypto. Blockchain is a superior technology for moving money around, and history has shown again and again that you can't put new technologies back in the bottle. Instead of seeking to smother crypto, the White House needs to make the US a leader when it comes to digital assets, especially as it's become clear the rest of the world is moving forward with crypto, whether the US likes it or not. And that they are. Swiss city Lugano accepts Bitcoin and Tether for municipal taxes. The Swiss city of Lugano officially announced that it has started accepting Bitcoin and Tether as payment for taxes and all other community fees. Brazil's largest bank, Itaú Unibanco, launches Bitcoin trading. Brazilian bank has launched a cryptocurrency trading service for its clients as part of its investment platform, Reuters reported on December 4th. And what's interesting to note about the United States is, one, the Spot Bitcoin ETF and Spot Ethereum ETF is inevitable and likely going to be approved in the coming weeks or next few months, which will cause a massive explosion of advertising in the mainstream media across the US by big financial institutions competing for customers. The Bitcoin halving is also on the horizon, happening around April of 2024, which you can learn more about in this video guide by clicking on the link above. This event also triggers a ton of mainstream media Bitcoin hype. And with the extremely important 2024 US presidential and congressional elections coming up, US crypto industry lobby spending on track for new record in 2023. The cryptocurrency industry was on track to hit a new record for federal lobbying spending, after a year in which firms scrambled to repair their reputations and advance friendly legislation, according to data provided to Reuters by nonprofit research group Open Secrets. So, while the U.S. government and regulators are causing the United States to lose their power as the top global financial and technological leader, we've got headlines like crypto execs say the bull run is underway and could lead to $100,000 Bitcoin in 2024. And Bloomberg predicts fresh crypto supercycle will push Bitcoin to $500,000. And CNBC saying Bitcoin is the first asset more scarce than gold. All of this insanely bullish news, mainstream media coverage, global adoption. Yet, Bitcoin's bounce is missing this key element. The Bitcoin rally is missing a major element that has fueled previous surges. Retail investors. For the rally to keep going, they may have to come back. Retail investors, that's us, that's regular people like you and I. Hello, I'm CryptoKC, and in this video, we are going to explore my simple, straightforward plan to potentially increase the probability of realizing life-changing gains in this bull market. Let's hit it. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, iTrust Capital, Morales Money, and Tangent Wallet. Buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrencies as well as silver and gold tax-free with your own IRA or individual retirement account, or roll over your current 401k with iTrust Capital. Find and trade altcoin gems before they pump with Morales Money, and get access to the Moneyline tool that increases our chances of buying and selling at the right times to take profits, which is 77% off for the holidays using the link below, and invest in your very own cold storage hardware wallet like Tangent Wallet. Their new Tangent Wallet is out now with a ton of cool new features. It has a sleek black matte design, is the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain, and it's by far the easiest crypto wallet to set up and use on the market right now, and is extremely affordable. So scroll down and use links below to access the correct and official sites, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Sweet. So this will be my fourth bull cycle. The first one, I bought different altcoins that I thought would have good use cases, watched them go up, didn't take any profit, and watched them go all the way back down. Lame. The second bull cycle, I bought altcoins that were all layer one competitors to Ethereum, like IOTA and EOS. Watched them go up, actually sold one that ripped ridiculously up this time around, and used the profit to pay off my student loans, while the other projects, watched them all go down again. The third bull cycle, I bought altcoins that helped with Ethereum scaling, like Matic, meme coins like Dogecoin, and DeFi coins. Watched them go up, and sold all of my altcoins except Bitcoin and Ethereum at an amazing time in May of 2021. However, it was by sheer luck that it happened to be the second highest high of that cycle. And I used the profit to diversify into real estate, property development, art, got a new car, and reinvested into my businesses. Now, this is my fourth bull cycle. And like we discussed, this time around is much different. So I'm going to keep my strategy simple and laser focused. And I'll show you step by step what I'm doing to stay on track at the end of this video. Cool. The narratives I'm gambling on are gaming and interoperability projects, which we've gone over in previous videos together. You can check out by clicking on the link above. I'm referencing a tool that has accurately predicted each bull and bear trend flip in the past called the Moneyline, which you can learn more about by clicking on the link above. And we can also redeem a 77% holiday discount using the link below. So when the trend for an altcoin flips bullish, and the price pushes past and stays above previous resistance levels, I will buy into a position and continue DCAing, or dollar cost averaging, into the position until I'm comfortable with the amount I have in it, or until the money line trend flips bearish, at which point I will sell everything to take profit if I'm in profit, or mitigate any potential losses. And that's pretty much it. Because at the end of the day, we are still super early, this technology is still developing. Almost all altcoins out there, they don't do anything. They don't produce value. They aren't legitimate businesses turning a profit. The altcoin market is literally just the casino for speculating on which stories surrounding each project may cause the price to pump so we can buy early and sell to someone else at a higher price. It's the cold, hard truth. Took me a couple times around to realize that. The only use case for most altcoins right now is to trade them. It's a zero-sum game. And that for every winner, there is a loser. We are all competing against one another to try to buy something from someone at a low price to turn around and sell it to someone else at a higher price, and use any potential gains to diversify into other assets like Bitcoin, real estate, pay off debt, go on a fun vacation, buy a new car, buy something nice for friends or family. That's what the altcoin bull cycle is all about. So in order to have an advantage or edge over the competition, make sure you're checking in with the news every day, watching channels that discuss the markets like we do here, using tools like the Moneyline that use technical analysis and on-chain data to alert us about trend changes before the rest of the market, monitoring our investments, having an investment strategy and profit-taking plan in place and sticking to it, which you can learn more about in this video guide by clicking on the link above, and making sure we know how to and are transferring any crypto we buy off of exchanges to our own cold storage hardware wallet to hold until we are ready to take profits and transfer them back to the exchange to sell for fiat, Bitcoin, stablecoin, or however you want to lock in your gains. And to show you how easy it is with Tangent Wallet, let's move some Bitcoin we have on our Coinbase account off of the exchange together to hold in our very own cold storage hardware wallet, Tangent Wallet. Open the Tangent app, tap scan card, scan the card, enter the access code, scan the card again, and from here on the dashboard, press and hold Bitcoin, then tap copy address. Next, open the Coinbase Exchange app, tap the send button, tap Bitcoin, paste the Tangent Bitcoin wallet address into the to field, and tap continue. Enter the amount of Bitcoin we want to send. I always recommend sending a small amount as a test first to make sure everything is good to go. In this case, we are sending $100 worth. Tap preview, make sure everything looks good, then tap send now. And it's on its way. In a few minutes or so, when we open our Tangent wallet app, we will see the $100 worth of Bitcoin that we now completely own and control. Repeat this process for any other type of cryptocurrency by copying the corresponding address on Tangent Wallet, also making sure we select the right network. Like for example, with Tether, there are many available networks like Ethereum versus BNB Smart Chain versus Solana and more. Amazing. Now let's go step by step over my thought process and actions for a particular project I'm getting into, like UFO gaming. So we explored this project over a year ago in another video, and I have it on a spreadsheet I like to reference every now and then. And it shows me the all-time high price, the all-time low price, and I have a calculation for if, for example, $10,000 was invested in the project, what it would be worth if the project reaches its all-time high again. The things I'm considering with this gamble are that it is within the gaming narrative, it survived a previous bear market, the team is still actively developing the project, it has a ton of zeros after the decimal point until it reaches a whole number, which tends to gain more attention because a small amount of money can get you a lot of tokens. Other YouTubers with big followings have mentioned it, which helps create awareness and drives more buyers over time. And the best, most compelling part, if we gamble $10,000 on UFO gaming today, and it at the very least reaches its last all-time high, it would be worth over $320,000, which is absolutely ridiculous and only possible in the crypto casino. I mean, if we remember a few months ago during the meme craze, a few hundred dollars in Pepe turned into over $1 million for some guy. Crazy. All right, so after those considerations, I'm going to check out the chart on the money line. And as we can see, back in October, it flipped bullish. It's breaking previous price resistance levels. So for me, looks like a good time to put some chips on the table. Please note this coin has an extremely low market cap. Is an absolutely ridiculously high-risk degenerate gamble. I do not recommend getting into this thing. I'm completely immune to price action or if projects go to zero and I lose all my money. So, looks like this coin is available to trade on KuCoin, which if you want to join KuCoin, you can access the correct and official site in the description area below and redeem any special sign-up bonuses. And so I get into a nice position and transfer it off of the exchange to a cold storage hardware wallet. And from here, I'm simply going to watch the trend on the money line, make sure it's staying bullish. I'll also follow the project on Twitter, join their Discord, just try to stay in the know about any changes with the project that could trigger a bearish event. And over time, I will continue to DCA or dollar cost average into the project, which you can learn more about in this video guide by clicking on the link above. And I'll be transferring everything I buy from the exchange to a cold storage hardware wallet. And when the money line trend turns bearish, I'm going to transfer everything back to the exchange and sell everything for either Bitcoin or a stablecoin and transfer to a cold storage hardware wallet, or sell everything for fiat and transfer to my bank account. That's it. This is my simple, straightforward, basic strategy for this bull cycle. And if anything changes, I'll make a new video to keep everyone up to date. So if you like this kind of content where we break down my personal strategies together, make sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and give me any feedback in the comments below. Awesome. If you would like to learn more about how the money line works and how it has performed historically in the past bull and bear cycles, check out this video. If you'd like to learn how to use Tangent Wallet and transfer crypto off of exchanges to our own cold storage hardware wallets, check out this video. And to get your very own Tangent cold storage hardware wallet, click on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.